Blog Talk Radio.
Misconstrued as delusional, making up stories. You know, they like, I'm making up stories, delusional. I mean, I got schizophrenia. I don't have no diagnosis of any of that. So I think these individuals are trying to persecute me. But I can't be a victim. I have to be a survivor to take care of myself by calling the police and trying to get these people arrested. you know, there's some things that I can't ignore. You know, I've been called every name in the book all my life, but this is very serious. You know, it's not just calling somebody names. It's from a stranger or whoever they are. And I repeat, whoever they are. It's about driving up and down the street all the time, you know. I've been dealing with this for a very long time, for years. Individuals don't want me to succeed. They spend all this time, it feels, to try to attack me. Now the misconstrued, the deception in this is that I come out as a bad guy for reporting this, because some people don't believe me. You know, they say, oh, damn, yeah, he's schizophrenic. If that is true, then the world is doesn't exist. And we all know that the world does exist. So if the world exists, it is not true. Who do they think, you know, who do they think I am? Mickey Mouse? Now, this ain't no joke. If I was Mickey Mouse, everything they say about this situation that I'm experiencing, everything they are saying is true, and that is not, absolutely not accurate. You know, we have to be very careful. I have to be very careful about when I make allegations, because I find that when I express myself and try to be very fair and honest, because I ain't going to accuse some innocent person of something or make up something. Even in my worst days, if I'm having a bad day, I don't say, oh, there you go. He tried to kill me. No. That's not true. This is very serious because I feel this is criminal when someone drives up and down the street on Ventura and what is it? Near Fallbrook and drive up to Sherman Way and Fallbrook and down Sherman Way. And this is very crazy. I don't know, you know. I did bring up that some of the situations that these individuals have brought up were that, you know, made up stories about my home, and then they made up stories. I mean, I don't know if it's true. Then they made up stories to the police out there following me around. I mean, goddamn. I mean, the police going to get involved, investigate. What are they investigating for me about? Making phone calls? I mean, I ain't make no phone calls to 911. I mean, God, I'm just bringing up all kinds of things that they said that was so bizarre and untrue. No police officer will follow somebody around. However, I don't know. You know, I have told them it's very hard to find the evidence of this. Tonight, I got so angry, I got tired. I was walking down the street and I saw that car. I started yelling and said, why are you following me? You're a predator. You need to stop. You know, and I'm just doing the best I can. Because I need to show evidence to the police department what these individuals are doing in that dark car that they were driving. So I have to take pictures. I have to write down the back of the car, the individual place, and it's very difficult to see at night. I mean, but in this situation, I find that, when I really want to take care of myself about something, you know, I don't, cry over spilled milk. Meaning, if someone yells at me and stuff for one time or somebody I don't know, I just ignore it because society is too dangerous or I'm too mature to, I don't even think about it. But when it happens over and over and over again, and what the individuals say, I get very concerned. Yes, I could have, in the past, you know, I could have, misread what they were saying, but I understood exactly what they were saying. That car driving up and down the street. The person was real loud, like they had a microphone. you know, as I mentioned, I told the cops that they had it was so loud. You can hear when they're driving. It sounded like a lady or somebody just talking real loud, or a man talking real loud. And this situation had brought up where I find that they had a hard time believing me. They asked me, do you take medications? Do you hear voices? Do you have schizophrenia? I said, no, I don't. Then I realized they're putting it on me. I mean, these people are actually been trying to deceive the situation and trying to put me in a position of being persecuted. I have been persecuted in a lot of situations, to tell you the truth, because of lying and manipulation in the past, but I am not a victim. I'm very sensitive to suffering with myself and others, but I am also aware of reality. I'm trying to be very careful when I explain to people or talk to people or say something, just to tell them exactly the truth. I don't want them to be complaining to them about something all the time. I mean, I do have complain constantly all the time because I felt my needs wasn't getting right, or they don't understand me, or I feel there's no other way in dealing with this because there's no way to ignore this. This sounds sick. And these individuals, I think, are very, very deceptive. You know, they're very, very deceptive. So, I mean, I don't know who this is, you know, and you know what? I have to, in order to protect myself and to make sure that my needs are met, I have to express myself and tell it like it is and be truthful. I can't just sit back and just be quiet over something that's seemingly sick and criminal. It sounds like, what are they doing? Man, you know, saying things that ain't true, and I can't, I mean, these people need to be locked up, or hospital or something, and they think it's me. I ain't making up stories. They got people thinking, oh, Dove is a wacko. Dove needs to be in a hospital. And dogs can fly. Listen, I ain't trying to make up stories about this. I mean, there were some misunderstandings in the past, but this ain't no misunderstanding. This is the fact. I believe that there's something deceiving about this. Now, this is the other situation. I'm going to bring up another situation that I don't believe is too far-fetched to be truthful, and I have mentioned it in this broadcast. If the police officers are out there following me because they're concerned about my complaints, it's good, all those complaints I made, you know, they have a good reason. I mean, but I don't think they would ever do that. If they were concerned or investigate, they would come to me directly. They will, do a search warrant or whatever. But this is no police officer. This is dangerous criminals. Now, they are public servants. This is illegal. And I do know that because of the misconstrued and misunderstanding in this situation, because I think that all these complaints are compiling, creating this portrait, this image of me as this wacko who needs all medication. Oh, Dove is sick. Dove is got schizophrenia. Dove is this, and they probably got other people involved. And the way I act, they're like, that's just confirmed. Dove is a wacko. And the moon does not exist in space. Listen, the moon does exist in space, and I'm not a wacko. I will not make up stories. This is serious. But I've seen this happen to Nicole Brown Simpson. She complained about a lot of things, and look what happened. But I'm not comparing, that's a different story, because I'm not a victim who was murdered. I was just bringing up situations where she complained about OJ and nobody believed her. So it's just that, you know, I'm not the boy who cry wolf. And, maybe I am, but I'm not trying to be. I'm trying to be an adult, you know, I'm not trying to cry wolf. I'm trying to cry about something that's acutely concerning. Because there's a deception here. I mean, if there's a counselor, I'm the counselor. Who? What? I mean, come to me directly and then we can solve it. I will tell them the truth, and I don't have that diagnosis of what they say or what they say. They can believe it, okay? They can believe everything they want, but it isn't the truth. I'm telling the truth about these sick, crazy people making up stories from their vehicle all the time. They don't have nothing better to do with their lives, don't they? I mean, if they're concerned, I mean, God damn. I mean, God damn. Give everybody the benefit of the doubt. But we know what is right and what is truthful. I mean, I'm aware of the really real. If I wasn't aware of the really real and telling the truth of what it is about something sick and criminal, then if it's wrong, then I don't want to be right. And I'm trying to explain to you that everything I said is the truth. They try to put me in a position to prove you. I can't go to law school. I can't be a successful person. Trying to make me angry. I mean, make a fool out of me. Make me look bad. Put me in a position where everybody will laugh at me. You know, because of this, my reputation is tarnished. Probably, you know, everybody think I'm a loony bin at school and whatever. I mean, I don't plan on ending up like Marie Antoinette. I ain't nobody who has a bad reputation and get devoured by it. I am going to live and fight for the truth. You know. I mean, I wouldn't do this. I mean, I wouldn't be saying all this. I'm just telling it like it is. I have to stand up for myself. Something is truthful. I am not making up stories. Believe me, it's the truth. That's all I have to say. I refuse to be a victim of or accept persecution. Good night from Dove Night.